Welcome back to English for You, everyone. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Okay, so yesterday we started reading about the story, The Nightingale and the Rose.
It starts out with a young boy who's in love with his professor's or teacher's daughter.
Yes, she's promised to dance with him all night at the ball, but only if he brings her a red rose.
That sounds simple enough, but the boy can't find any red roses.
Now, he knows yellow or white roses won't be good enough, so he starts feeling really sad.
A nightingale, which is a bird, feels sorry for the student.
Not everyone does, though. We see the lizard, the daisy, and the butterfly think the student is being silly.
The nightingale, who respects love, wants to help the student. She thinks the student feels the same way about love as she does.
Okay, so in today's article, we're going to find out what the nightingale does to help the student.
Great, let's get started.
Reading. The Nightingale and the Rose. None of the trees the nightingale visits can help her. Yet one does send her to a rose tree beneath the student's window. She goes there and asks him for a red rose. However, he says winter has made it impossible for him to produce one. The rose tree tells her he can only give her a rose if she creates it with music by moonlight. To do this, the nightingale must sing while she presses her breast against a thorn. The thorn must pierce her heart so that a flower will grow and be stained red with her blood. With a heavy heart, the nightingale agrees. She tells the student how she will acquire the rose and asks him to promise he'll be a true lover. The student looks at her but doesn't understand what she means. He's only familiar with what he's learned from books. The oak has heard what the nightingale has said, though. He's sad and asks her to sing one last song. When she finishes, the student thinks to himself that a nightingale might have form, but no feeling.
So today's article begins by saying, none of the trees the nightingale visits can help her.
So even the nightingale can't find any red roses, and she can fly around to look.
Yes, I think she can even speak to the trees as well, because the article says, yet one does send her to a rose tree beneath the student's window. Now, we see the preposition beneath here. It's spelled B-E-N-E-A-T-H, beneath. Now, beneath means to be in a lower position than something or right underneath something. For example, I can only swim beneath the water for 30 seconds. After that, I need to take a breath.
Beneath 呢，就是呢，在什么东西之下的意思哦。刚刚呢 ，Aaron 有解释了 ，at a lower position， 在比较低的地方。那呢，一样在说在下面呢，你也可以说 underneath 或是 below 都有呢，在下面在下方的意思。例句就说呢，我只能够在水面下呢游泳游30秒钟哦，超过呢就必须要起来呼吸了。另外呢，补充一下，在什么之上，在上面呢，我们可以说 above， 或者是呢，你也可以说 over。
So what does the nightingale do? Well, the article tells us, she goes there and asks him for a red rose.
That seems pretty convenient. Will it have a rose?
Well, in a way. Let's find out more. The article says, however, he says winter has made it impossible for him to produce one.
OK, 看一下我这边用的这个动词 make。 make 这个字呢，通常我们知道是制作的意思，例如呢 make a table， 这样制作一张桌子。但是呢这边是呢是实义用词的用法，这边呢 make 加上受词，后面再加上形容词，表示呢使这个受词变得怎么样。这个时候呢它翻译就要翻译为让，或者是呢使得哦，就不能翻译为制作。例如呢 make me happy， 使我呢感到高兴，使我变得开心。那呢这边呢 make it impossible 表示呢使得这件事情不可能， for him to produce one， 所以呢让这个冬天很冷呢，让这个树呢没有办法长出一朵玫瑰花。
Now we also saw the verb produce here. It's spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-E, produce. In this sentence, the verb produce means to make something that will be used or enjoyed by people. For example, this factory produces cars, and today we're going to learn how they do that.
OK, produce 这个字呢中文呢就翻译为产出或是生产。那呢它不是妈妈生产小 baby 那个生产，是工厂生产了或是制造了什么产品哦。例如呢这家工厂生产车子，而且呢我们今天要来学习他们如何生产。那呢刚刚提到的产品呢名词呢跟 produce 非常像，我们说 product。所以呢课文呢回到课文了，他就说呢这棵树无法产出一朵玫瑰花哦。It must be too cold for the tree to produce a rose.
That makes sense. But remember that this is a story. The article also says, the rose tree tells her he can only give her a rose if she creates it with music by moonlight.
Okay, this sounds like another one of those easy things to do. So I guess it must be another difficult thing.
Now you're catching on, Sam. In fact, this one is the most difficult for the nightingale to do. The article says, to do this, the nightingale must sing while she presses her breast against a thorn. Now, this sentence will make a lot more sense once we know what the noun thorn is. Sam, can you help me explain this word?
Yes, of course. 中文呢说呢美丽的玫瑰总是带刺的，像是呢荆棘或是玫瑰上面的这个刺呢，我们英文就用这个字 thorn。
So, if she has to press her body against the thorn, it will probably hurt her. Which is why the article says, the thorn must pierce her heart so that a flower will grow and be stained red with her blood. But what does the verb pierce mean, Sam?
Okay, Pierce is the actor, Pierce Brosnan.
Not quite.
No, 不是呢那个演员哦，皮尔斯布洛什南哦。这个字呢当作动词呢表示穿刺的意思。例如呢我们说 ear piercing, 穿耳洞，或是呢 we pierce the hole on the board, 我们呢在板子上面打穿哦，打了一个洞。那课文上面呢就是说这个夜莺呢必须用玫瑰上的刺呢刺穿自己的心脏， piercing her heart.
Oh, this is terrible. The thorn will make a hole in her heart. Then it says a flower will grow, but it will be stained with red. What does stain mean?
Okay, stain 呢这个动词呢就表示把什么东西给染色了，弄脏了。 Soy sauce stained the tablecloth. 酱油呢把桌布弄脏了，有一点黑黑的酱油痕迹，这个呢染色就叫做 stain。 那这个字呢也可以当作名词哦，例如呢 There's a ketchup stain on your shirt. 在你的衬衫上面呢有这个番茄酱的污渍， stain 当作名词就可以翻译为污渍。所以呢回到课文，夜莺呢就是要刺穿自己的心脏，让流出来的血呢把这个玫瑰给染红哦。
Okay, so the blood will go into the rose and turn the white flower red. This is going to be very difficult for the nightingale.
That's right, it means the nightingale is going to die.
Now this story got really sad all of a sudden. Next, the article says, with a heavy heart,The nightingale agrees. Now let's take a quick break here to learn about today's shortcut for you with a heavy heart.
Shortcut for you.
My dear Eliza, I have looked all over for you.
Mr. Fitzroy, whatever is the matter?
As you know, Eliza, I have just been to see your father to ask him for your hand in marriage.
And?
With a heavy heart, I must tell you.
Wait! Why is your heart heavy? Are you putting on weight?
Dear Eliza, my heart is heavy with sadness. If you do something with a heavy heart, you are sad when you do it and wish you didn't have to.
Oh no! With a heavy heart means 心情沉重地悲哀地
It's true, my dearest Eliza. With a heavy heart, I must tell you that your father has said, I cannot marry you.
What? Why not?
Because I am so very poor, Eliza. I must go to London and seek my fortune. But do not worry. One day, I will return and make you mine.
Then, Mr. Fitzroy, it is with a heavy heart I must tell you that I choose to marry Mr. Richman Moneybags instead. Goodbye forever!
Okay, welcome back. 现在呢，我们知道呢 ，with a heavy heart， 带着一个沉重的心，就表示呢非常悲哀的。And what next does the nightingale do?
Well, the nightingale goes to the boy. The article tells us she tells the student how she will acquire the rose, and asks him to promise he'll be a true lover. Now, the verb acquire is spelled A-C-Q-U-I-R-E, acquire, means to get or be given something. For example, how did you acquire this necklace? My boyfriend gave it to me.
Showing off. Okay, acquire 这个字呢，意思就是得到。例如呢，例句问说呢，你是怎么得到、怎么取得这个项链的呢？哦，是我男朋友送我的啦。Acquire 就是取得或是拿到的意思。那呢，当然呢，你也可以用其他字哦，例如呢 ，obtain 也是取得，或者是呢，我们常常听到这句话 ，no pain no gain 的这个 gain 呢，它也是取得。那更简单一点呢，有的时候你也可以用这个你一定会的动词 get， 它呢就有拿到的意思。
Now, this is a very big gift she's giving to the student. She's giving her life so that the student can love. Now, she wants him to be very good at this. However, the article says, the student looks at her but doesn't understand what she means.
Perhaps he doesn't understand the bird because he can only hear her song.
Now, I think you're right, because the article also says he's only familiar with what he's learned from books. Now, we see the adjective familiar here. It's spelled F-A-M-I-L-I-A-R, familiar, and it describes something that you know, especially something that you know well. For example,This song isn't familiar to me, but I like it. Can you tell me more about it?
Familiar 这个字呢，就长得很像另外一个字哦 ，family 家庭哦，家庭呢一定是你最亲近、最熟悉的。所以呢 ，familiar 这个形容词就表示很熟悉的东西哦。我们呢会说人 be familiar with 什么东西，或者是呢这个什么东西 be familiar to 谁，对什么东西熟悉、哦。例如呢，例句呢说这首歌听起来不太熟，但是呢我很喜欢。可以跟我说这是什么歌吗？不熟悉呢，我们就可以说很陌生，很陌生你可以说 strange， 或者是呢 unfamiliar， 都是不陌生，很陌生的意思，不熟悉的。So I was right, the student doesn't know what the bird is trying to tell him.
That's right. However, remember that the plants can understand the birds. The article says, the oak has heard what the nightingale has said, though.Now here we see the noun oak. It's got a capital O because it's the name of the tree here in the story. So in the story it has a capital O. But when we talk about an oak tree, we wouldn't usually say with a capital O. Now it's spelled O-A-K, oak, and it's the name of a large tree that grows in northern countries like Canada. For example,I loved climbing the old oak tree that stood in front of my grandparents' house.
Okay, oak 呢，中文呢就翻译为橡树。那刚 Aaron 呢特别解释到说呢，在课文里面我们用大写呢，因为这个是指这个特别的这个 oak， 像是它的名字一样。但是一般我们说 oak， 如果说是一般指橡树的话，我们不用用这个大写，用小写就可以了。那呢，有一首老歌呢 ，Tie a yellow ribbon on the old oak tree， 在老橡树系上黄丝带。里面呢，这个歌唱的这个 oak tree 呢，就是我们今天介绍的这个橡树。 那例句呢就是说我很喜欢爬那一棵老橡树呢在我阿嬷家前面的那一棵。
Okay, so the tree tells the nightingale how he feels about her decision to die. The article says, he's sad and asks her to sing one last song.
Oh, this story is breaking my heart.
I know, mine too. But we're at the last line of today's article. It says, when she finishes, that means finishes singing her song, the student thinks to himself that a nightingale might have form, but no feeling.Now, we see the noun form here. It's spelled F-O-R-M, form, and it means the structure of a work of art or a piece of music. It's everything but the emotion of the artwork or music. For example, the art teacher will first teach the students how to make the form of the painting and add other details after.
OK, form 呢这个字呢可以当作动词、哦、表示形成或是组成。例如呢 ,we formed a club, 我们组成一个俱乐部。那课文这边呢则是当作名词来使用，我们中文翻译为这个形体或者是呢架构 structure。例如呢例句说呢老师叫我们呢先把这个图画的形体这个架构呢勾勒出来，再来呢加上更多细节。
Okay, now this sentence is a little bit complicated, even for an English speaker like me. If we said it in an easier way, it could go something like this. After the nightingale sang her song, the student thought that the song had some good notes and that it was a nice song, but the nightingale didn't have any feeling.
OK, 这个句子呢有一点复杂， Erin 呢刚刚把它解释得更清楚了。课文原文说呢学生听完歌之后觉得这个夜莺呢可能有形体，但是呢这个没有感情哦。这个形体呢就表示说这个歌很完整很好听，可能呢它有一些特别棒的音符啊或者特别好的编曲哦，但是呢虽然它会唱歌，但是呢它身为一个动物呢它应该不懂得人类的感情，就好像机器人一样有人的外形呢但是不懂人的感情。那呢课文里面呢就是这样的意思，说这个夜莺呢虽然懂得唱歌，但是呢它应该不懂得人类的感情。
All right, well, before we find out what happens next, we've got to go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to do our For You Chat now. So, Sam, quite a long question here.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to explain something personal to someone who didn't understand your feelings? And what happened?
Yeah, I think I have explained to, like, my family, like, something encounter, like, at my office. Yeah, like, I'm really frustrated with my supervisors or something.
Right.
But they just can't understand because we're, like, different generation.
Yeah.
And what happened, I just gave up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, family's family, right?
I mean,
families don't always get along, and sometimes you have to just...go one way or another to keep everyone happy. I can say that I've tried to explain things to my family as well.
Yeah.
And my family and I are very different. We have very different ideas about the world. And they don't agree with a lot of my choices.
Okay.
That's fair. They don't have to agree. But one time I did ask them to accept my choices.
Okay.
Even if they didn't agree. And they just decided to stop talking to me for a few months.
Oh, really? For a few months?
For a few months.
It wasn't, that's really long time.
It was. It wasn't a very good time in my life. But eventually we sort of...made the peace and things got better between us and now we're okay. They still don't agree with my choices, but they do accept them. And I think it's really a lot harder for them because I am so far away.
Yes.
And they don't get to see me and understand what my life is like.
Okay.
Right. So what about you guys? Have you ever tried to explain something personal?To someone who just didn't understand your feelings, this kind of thing happens all the time, especially to young people.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. So, talk about it with your friends, with your classmates, even talk about it with your teacher. I bet your teachers had this problem too. Find out what happened to them and see if you can find any ways to match up your stories. But for now, that's all the time we have for our lesson today. For English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Nightingale and the Rose. None of the trees the nightingale visits can help her. Yet one does send her to a rose tree beneath the student's window. She goes there and asks him for a red rose. However, he says winter has made it impossible for him to produce one. The rose tree tells her he can only give her a rose if she creates it with music by moonlight. To do this, the nightingale must sing while she presses her breast against a thorn. The thorn must pierce her heart so that a flower will grow and be stained red with her blood. With a heavy heart, the nightingale agrees. She tells the student how she will acquire the rose and asks him to promise he'll be a true lover. The student looks at her but doesn't understand what she means. He's only familiar with what he's learned from books. The oak has heard what the nightingale has said, though. He's sad and asks her to sing one last song. When she finishes, the student thinks to himself that a nightingale might have form, but no feeling.
Vocabulary review.
Beneath. It's hot outside, so let's rest in the shade beneath that tree. Produce. This old cherry tree no longer produces cherries, though it still sometimes blossoms. Acquire. Nicole acquired the nickname Little Rabbit because her two front teeth are so big. Familiar. That woman over there looks familiar, but I can't remember where I met her. Oak. Robin Hood and his men made their camp under a great oak tree in the forest. Form. In the story, the magician can take many forms, including that of a huge snake.